Cast Macabre, episode 38. All in the Family by Sheldon Higdon. Hello and welcome to Cast Macabre. I'm Barry Northern, your host. Sheldon Higdon is a dark suspense and supernatural author, which means, presumably, he writes supernatural books rather than actually being supernatural himself. And with 30 publications in various magazines and books. Everything from short stories to non-fiction articles to poetry. In fact, he actually might be supernatural, you never know. He is also an award-winning screenwriter, and you can find out much, much more about him online. Or by mediating with the beyond. All in the Family is narrated by R.E. Shambliss, who recently narrated Cast Macabre episode 35. It's wonderful to have her back with us so soon. You'll find links to both Sheldon and R.E. Shambliss' work in the show notes. Now, we've a tale to tell you.
All in the Family by Sheldon Higdon. "Have you ever heard of the Turner Beast?" my grandpa asked while sitting in his wooden rocker by the fireplace. Jane shook her head from side to side as I took a sip of Moxie. Anna released a groan. We all sat on the couch in our pajamas. Jane sat on one side of me, hugging her favorite stuffed animal, Lonnie, between her arms and chest, and rested her pale chin on his brown furry head. Anna sat on the other side of me, brushing her auburn hair and picking at the bowl of kettle corn in her lap between strokes.
"Well then, let me tell you about the creature that roams the woods just outside this very cabin," he continued, looking at me and winking. "Looking to feed on young girls."
His faded blue eyes sparkled from the honey glow of the crackling fire that illuminated the room. I smiled and returned the gesture. Since I could remember, I'd always come to my grandfather's house in Turner, Maine, for the summers. And since I turned 13 this year, I was allowed to bring a few of my friends with me from Chicago.
"Matter of fact, this time last year, it's believed that one of the locals shot it in the leg," he continued. "But they never found the beast."
"What did it look like?" I said. "Where'd it go?"
"Yeah, what happened to it?" said Jane, who leaned across me, grabbing a handful of kettle corn from Anna's lap.
Anna elbowed me in the rib. "There's no monster out there, Carmilla. It's not real." Jane leaned forward.
"How do you know, Anna? Could be real."
"You believe in Bigfoot, too?" Anna said, rolling her eyes. "It's just a story." My grandpa laughed.
"Okay, okay. Calm down. Anna's right. It's a story."
"See?" Anna stuck her tongue out at me and Jane.
"A story that is real, Anna."
I nudged Anna back with my elbow. "My grandpa doesn't lie."
"The Turner Beast was never found," he said, staring at the crackling fire. "They tracked its trail of blood, but came up empty."
He reached for the poker and began stirring the logs. With a mouthful of kettle corn, Jane said,
"So what did it look like, Mr. Moody? The guy who shot it saw it, right?"
My grandpa returned the poker and glanced back at Jane.
"He said he didn't see much that night due to the fog, but he heard it yelp."
"'Cause he shot it, right?" Jane said.
"Yeah, 'cause he shot it."
"Come on," Anna blurted. "How do you know it still roams the woods outside, Mr. Moody, huh?"
My grandpa smiled at Anna.
"Because I've seen it, too."
Anna dropped her brush into the bowl of kettle corn. Ew, Jane moaned. I wasn't eating that or anything.
And to answer your question, Carmilla, the local's body was found dead a few days later. He was torn apart. Arms and legs gnawed down to the bone. Head ripped off.
I'm done, Anna said, as she set her bowl, with her brush still in it, onto the floor.
Me too, Jane followed. So what does it look like then? I asked.
My grandpa leaned toward us. An orange hue from the fire danced across his face.
Just like the stuffed animal in your arms, Jane. Brown and furry.
With a quick flick, Jane released Lonnie to the floor.
Some say it's a werewolf. Others say it's just a koi dog. But no one really knows.
My grandpa checked his wristwatch and sat back up.
You girls should get to bed now. It's getting late.
There ain't no beast out there, Anna said, as she and Jane crawled into their sleeping bags on the floor.
Yeah, because it's in here, Jane replied and giggled, looking over at Anna, who scowled at her in return. I tucked myself into some blankets on the couch, while my grandpa got up and came over to me.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Sugar, he whispered. Your first kill is always the hardest.
He kissed me on the forehead. Both? I asked.
You won't have a choice.
He winked at me. I returned the gesture, and he limped away.
Once again, I find myself at a loss to say anything deep and meaningful about this story. I just like it, and I hope you do too. Let us know what you think over at the forums, and sign up for the Cast Macabre newsletter for more horrible stuff. We're still on the lookout for donations too. If you enjoy the show, please help us to pay the authors by donating at castmacabre.org. Cast Macabre is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Music from MusicHoney.com. Theme music by Brain Factor.